This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing in the background of this banger. Utla. Ah, what a jam, man, I'm telling you. Beautiful song. Rhea the Soul, Sfazo RT, and Josiah the Disciple on that. It is called Tick, alongside Lash T, right? And I did promise you, man, it is that time. Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, man. As I promised you, I'm joined on the line by the big deal. He's a DJ producer. He has been blessing us with beautiful music, man. I'm talking about in the club, on digital platforms. He's giving us a 9-track EP next week, Friday. And help me welcome the one, the only, Rhea the Soul. Rhea, my brother, how are you doing?
I'm all right, Papa. How are you doing?
No, I'm good, my G. You nice?
Clean. Happy to be here. What's up?
No, it's amazing. It's amazing, man. Look, before we talk music, my brother, now, I mean, now that I have you here, for someone that's been following you on X for a while, they see, you know, you're goofy. You're a very goofy person. No filter. Don't care a demo. You know, you are even, you know, embracing the BBL allegations they say to you on the X streets, right? So are you this person even in real life, or it's just an online persona?
No, 100% no. In real life, the most reserved person you'll ever meet. I don't say much.
Yeah.
In person, I just keep to myself. So even when I'm out, people find me rude, you know, because they'll say you have what face. But that's not really the case.
Uh-huh.
I'm just very socially awkward in person, so I just keep to myself. I'll be on my phone most of the time.
Yeah.
And it may look like I don't want people to talk to me, but in reality, I just don't know how to talk to people.
No, I hear you, brother. Okay, now people know that. They know that. So, I mean, a lot of people, you know, aren't aware that you are a computer science and informatics graduate, right? So do you practice, or you had to get that qualification out the way, man, before you focus on the music as something to fall back on?
I graduated. I had to graduate. I practiced for a year, but not in software development or anything of that nature. I was doing data analytics. I guess that makes part of our computer sciences. So I did data analytics, I did data mining, I did UI UX design, which is more of the cool side. It's very technical, but it's not so gibberish, you know?
Like
the computer science stuff is very computer language, but the data analysis stuff, the UI UX stuff is the stuff that even someone who's like 5 years old can get a degree on, because it's very much English, unlike the programming languages and stuff.
All right, interesting, my brother, man. I mean, you've seen, you know, great success in your music career. I mean, I'm talking, you've been getting gigs all over the world, man, you know, and has it ever actually sunk in that you are a big deal?
No, 100% not. My friends, I have a very close friend that fights with me all the time because he says I downplay the things that I do.
Yeah.
Like, we generally have conversations where we are fighting, where he's fighting me and he's like, dude, what you just did here was very big. And I'm like, oh, okay, on to the next one, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, it hasn't sunk in yet, but the people around me see it and they try to get me to jump
on the wagon.
And for me, it's like, I don't know, man. Yeah.
We need more. We need to push.
At the end of the day. We need to push. There's room for bigger and better. But I mean, understanding what they're saying, just because there's room for bigger and better doesn't mean we need to neglect the fact that we're doing well right now.
100%.
Because I think the problem with a lot of people die unhappy because they don't get to celebrate their lives because they're always chasing their next goal, which is what I'm also like scared of doing, which is why I hear what my friends say.
No, I hear you, man. I mean, now we can head back into what I'm excited about. You have a 9-track EP dropping next week. I need you to say this title because me and my producer were fighting. I know this is from the Bible. Some people barake ne ama, some people barake nama, and I'm like, nah, bro, that it can't be that. So I need you to, you know, do the honors and actually just pronounce this title of the EP.
Before I do that, it's not a very typical name, so it creates conversation, and it was a very big risk that myself and my team took to go with that name. But when we thought about it, we're like, you know what? It's something that's going to create conversation. So imagine if my album was named My First Step. You would know. just you don't even need to ask. You get what I'm saying? But the name Naama is King Solomon's first wife.
Yes.
And it ties to the proverb. Remember Songs of Solomon, the scripture in the Bible is about romantic relationships in a Christian way.
Uh-huh.
And the theme of the album is literally two things, love and God. There's literally two songs. The songs on the project either speak about love or they speak about God.
Amazing.
So it made so much sense for me. So, yeah, that's why I named the project Naama. Because those are my first wife. You know,
it's right? your first wife.
In this instance.
Yeah, I know. So, Ms., the next one, you can call him, you can call her polygamy or something.
we'll see about that.
So, man, a glance at the track list. One can see you worked with some amazing people there, my brother. And how did you go about deciding who exactly to work with?
Sorry, please repeat that.
I'm saying, like, on the EP, like your track list, you can see that we worked with, amazing people on there. So, I mean, how did you go about deciding, you know, who to work with on the EP?
So, this project has taken us 2 years to put together. It's a project that we've been working on since 2022.
Okay.
It's a project that we should have released a long time ago, but my team and I decided that if we're going to go out there and present ourselves and say, this is how we're approaching the game, we need to approach it in a way that it makes people turn head and say, yo, who's that? Let's give him a listen, you know? So I've been working on music literally since 2022 for this project.
Wow.
The project has changed names from Genesis to Songs of Solomon to Solomon to Naama. So it's a project that we've really taken our time, and deciding on who makes it to the project, it was literally the stuff that really stood out. It was not based on anything but the stuff that really stood out, because we had tons of music to pick from. I mean, for example, the intro on the EP was done in 2022.
Wow.
Exactly. So that's how long we've sat on that song.
Hey, patience is everything, Patience is everything, my brother.
Yeah, 100%. It's a gamble, because, you know, generally in the game, people come in and then you're expected to drop your EP quick, fast, after people start paying attention to you.
100%.
And yeah, some people, when you don't drop the EP, they tend to forget about you in the game. But for us, it was a very risky thing to do, but we thought to ourselves, you know, with God on our side, we can never fail.
100%.
Let's do what feels right to us.
Amen.
We could have easily dropped an EP, and it could have been a mid-EP that people don't want to listen to. So it's like a 50-50 thing. Do you drop? Do you take your time and drop an amazing EP? Or do you rush it and drop a terrible EP? It's all up to you. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I hear you, my brother. I hear you. And big ups for that, you know. I'm about to play your song right now. Before I let you go, I'm about to play your song, Manginawe. A quick one on that, man. Tell us about this one. What does it mean to you? I know the streets are loving it like crazy. You know, it's also getting requested on the show. A big song. Congratulations as well on that one, man. Big ups
Thank
for that.
Thank you so much, brother.
So tell me about it, man. Tell me about it. How did that come about?
So, Manginawe, when we were wrapping up my project towards the end of the year last year, I knew I wanted to work with CK, because at the time she was doing a lot of the street stuff, you know, the school food, the heart beating stuff, and I was like, I know she has a voice, I know she can sing from the stuff that I've heard prior. I want to take her a different direction from what people are getting used to right now.
Mm.
And then that's literally how the song came about, because she's closer to Safed than she is to me. So Safed organized a studio session for their own staff, and I just hijacked the studio session and we made magic. That's basically how the song came about. And listening to the song, I'm happy that we did that, because it's such a reassuring song. Like, when I listen to the song, that type of song that if I was to get into a relationship, that's how I would want the relationship to be. If I was to put a song to describe their relationship.
100%. Wow, man. Amazing stuff. And I mean, you dropped another single today. It's also getting love, and we are all anticipating the drop of, you know, the body of work, man. Where can people get the EP once it drops?
So the EP will be available on all the DSPs, whatever you can think of, SoundCloud, YouTube, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, whatever DSP.
Zonkeborg.
You know, Yeah, and then to pre-save the EP, people can go to any of my social media platforms. The link is on my bio, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, it's there. You can just tap on the link on my bio. It's literally the only link on my bio. It'll take you to the EP. And you can pre-save it now and listen to the two songs that are out, Mangi Nawe and Mas Bumbane. And then next week, Friday, around about this time, you will get to listen to 9 beautiful songs.
Man, amazing, amazing. Greater Soul, thank you so much for taking your time, man, to come and speak to me on the Capricorn Adventure. I really do appreciate you, my brother. All the best, you know. We're still enjoying.
Thank you so much for having me, brother.
Keep posting those videos, man. You know, I'm a fan. You should ask Les T about me. I'm a fan of, you know, what you do with your amapiano and your vocals. I love it so much. Keep on doing that, my bro.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, brother.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.